93KHJ American Samoa is number one hit music station. Joining us on the phone here from Apia with the AYFS team is Coach Loso Ialoalo. Coach, how's it going, man?
It's going pretty well. Kids are getting adjusted to the weather here, but overall they've been having fun. And today we're taking a little tour around the island just to get them to enjoy the scenery.
And then, when is your first game?
First game will be this Friday. There's three schools that are involved in this game. The school from the Mormon Church, the Catholic Church, another school up in St. John's that we'll be playing with.
Okay, great. And I guess getting over there was kind of a tough thing. So you were supposed to go on the Manuatele, and then you found out it couldn't, and then what happened? You just kind of had to scramble and find another way?
Well, yeah, it was disappointing, but we were down to, you know, what we're going to have to do for these kids. And I just didn't have the heart to tell the kids that this trip wasn't going to go. So I tried to find a way to fund the trip. I finally got some help, and, you know, I put it together so that we can get the kids here. And I wish we had some help from the government, but I don't know what's going on. But we have another problem that we found out yesterday, that it was only a one-way charter that we paid. So $6,000, I'm not sure where we're going to get another $6,000 to charter the kids back.
Right, yeah, you don't want to be stuck over there, no.
Yeah, yeah. But overall, the morale is the kids, we're doing fine. We want to say hello to our families and friends back home. And we just want to say, you know, prayers for the kids and also the coaching staff.
And so you start, you've got three different games. So are you going to play them all on Friday, or will it be broken up over the weekend?
It's just one game. One game with three, and they have a mixed team. They got three schools put together. And so we've been having a clinic. Yesterday we started our clinic, and then today will be another day. And then tomorrow we'll split. They're going to do their practice, and we're going to do ours, and then Friday's the game.
All right, great. Well, and that Friday is our Thursday then, right?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Well, we'll stay in touch then. Sounds like you got a couple days to practice, and hopefully you guys get things sorted out and can get back here in a reasonable amount of time then.
Thank you so much, John. And thank you for, you know, taking the time to say hello to the kids here. But the kids are doing fine. Let the parents know that we're enjoying it, and we're trying to make the best out of this trip for the kids. The relationships with between the two Samoans.
All right, great. Thank you very much, Coach. Appreciate the time.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. There goes Coach Loso. He's with the AYFS kids, and this has sort of been an interesting story to follow. So he had originally approached the government, and they said, okay, you know, you got to get from Tutuila to Apia, because AYFS is taking a team to Apia. That's where we just talked to Coach Loso from, and they're going to play some teams on our Thursday, their Friday. And due to some regulations, I think, with the Coast Guard, the Manuatele was not able to transport the kids. And so on the fly, Coach Loso was able to put together about $6,000 to charter two planes to get the AYFS kids from Tutuila to Apia. So they got there, and now we've just learned that was only a one-way trip ticket, and so they have to find some other recourse to get when the tournament's over, that to get them from Apia back here to American Samoa. Now, one good thing is Coach is a pretty capable guy. I mean, to be able to find somebody that can help out like that on the fly and get those kids there on time. When the rug was pulled out from under him, so to speak. That's pretty impressive. So it sounds like they've got a couple days there to figure things out. But we certainly send them well wishes, and hopefully AYFS comes back with a W there and can find a way to get back as well. All right, 93KHJ American Samoa is number one hit music station, Samoa and Sunrise. By the way, speaking of football teams, I guess Junior Ifopo and his kids, I know Monica's grandson, Thomas Gray, was part of that. Marvin Ituasasi, one of the guys there from the MJ Audio family, they made that trip. They did a bunch of clinics over there in the southwestern part of the continental U.S. between Utah. I think they were in Arizona, California. And those guys, I believe, are making their way back now. So a lot of busy things happening here with the football in American Samoa as we get ready for Ashes season to kick off in conjunction with the 2018-2019 academic year. 93 KHJ, and of course our sister station V103, me and Sia and Justin, who you heard yesterday, will have all of those football games like we do every year, and we'll have them all for you on V103 as they happen. So make sure to tune into our sister station for that. 93 KHJ, we will continue after these messages.